Okay. Right, so I couldn't do it here. Right. That's a good. Okay. So we're holding here. Hoyl b'zacharna l'shon hara. I think that's what we're holding. Yeah? Okay. So he's in the middle of speaking about Diburim Mutorim, Diburim Asurim, and so on. Hoyl b'zacharna l'shon hara b'chelek ha-dibo asa. Harini mevaro. V'yaskoik tzas ma'shezachroi. Hoyl ubne adam boi bivorin atzum. People are completely blind when it comes to Shahar. They don't know what it is. Vakoshesh abeves etzum the adam tamid. It's once difficult to vera. Vekolshim ashram chachom shabak lashnahar leinatz adam mena bechol yoim. Olavai shila lashnahar atzmoi. Lashnahar says sipur roz from the adam umeyam. Saying over bad things about a person. Or to point out a shortcoming about somebody, even if it's true, saying something that's not true is moitzi shem ra. It's denigrating somebody even for things he did. The person who says it is choyte. The person who hears it is choyte. Amud is said shloisha lashon hara hayreges ha'omrei v'ashemim v'shoyimim alav. Ve'omro that makabla yasim ha'omrei. Avak lashon hara who are remiza l'mum adam ribli levaya. It's hinting at people's shortcomings without being specific. Amud shloim b'remiza u'beyoyis ha'roimeiz marash ne'idiyah mashuv mitvarav. For his kavanos, as kavanos yachetz, a person keilu says, "I'm kind of didn't mean it." Ama ki mishalea hayore chitzim v'mavus v'amalei misarkoni. It's like somebody who's playing with a bow and arrow, and somebody gets killed. He says, "Oh, I was only playing." Okras shibeach ish mechachomim k'savish seifah shuzer ifneim b'moishiv gadol v'gino harav es misha shibeach savzeh seifah. So somebody once praised somebody's writings, and someone else said, "This is lashon hara." Ritzoy leima she'ata tigrim legnus b'shaveichas b'hamoyin. The way you're doing it, you're going to cause people to speak bad of him. And you get up and say, "Wow, this guy's fantastic." Somebody's going to up and say, "Nah, he's not what you think he is." Vizui tachlis a richuk milashon hara, olashayna mishal leinechtang zadim asay lashon hara, tzalima maisa meraglim. Ashebomem vayitzias tibas haaretz. Vomro le masholim im elo shetzias shema la itzam vanim bulvad, ischaibu mesh ischaibu no oinesh, misha nabagus chaver as kama vekama. Which is interesting because over there it's talking about something that's moitzi shemra. You know, they said things that weren't true. Okay, whatever. L'shoyen teisef t'ashoy shvon for ma'orim ba'olam hazin chelkom haba v'rzogid ashur astamim l'shoyen k'ed kulam v'omer b'talmud shebo b'cheta v'rizor inyin ha'goydel v'omer anachat ha'mazog chato g'doylo and gila reis is also the word g'doylo says shvich astamim and l'shoyen hara it says l'shoyen d'averes g'doylois v'dibru b'zeh cheta or ha'bi moid moid chazal said a lot about this v'soyf ma'shamim kol m'sap l'shoyen r'kofa b'ikah shne ma'shamim l'shoyen in nagbir. V'omnom, he says, Sipartik tzatzma shesipru v'zechet, v'avu pishe rachti, even though I sort of went off on a tangent and spoke long, k'shis rachim an odma sheyuchal v'yosim atarosa shtiko mizachelik min adibu. So, instead, I felt the need to reinforce Lashon Hara because people are so nirshinit. Basically, this outline that he gives us here is the outline Chofetz Chaim gives. I mean, those are the points Chofetz Chaim makes, and so on. Okay, the next Rambam that we have is in Perek Sheni. Rabbi Oimer, Eizider Sheyavu LeHadam, Kol Shehi Tiferes LaOisa Tiferes Min Adam. So the Derek Ishor is something that's Tiferes LaOisaveres Min Adam. The mevuahu shaderech hayishar in pulos hatoy v'shibarne perikavi v'hein hapu'ulois hamimutsois lefish behem yusku la'odam b'nafshe tchunas mu'ulois v'sita v'snagusim ne adam. So I'm not sure if the Rambam here means more than just, I mean, he's bothered by what does it mean? Adam. So the derech yishar shav adam, he certainly means what the Rambam in Hilchos Deos talks about having what's the right word for it? Having the midas memutzoyes, having that balanced midah in every from every pair of extremes to have that balanced midah. So he's certainly referring to that. But when he says over here, shetif eres l'oisif es ma'adam, he seems to be adding that one of the milas, or one of the yardsticks for this, is that the person will attain shlemus and do what is right unto himself, and also people will be happy with it. His interaction with other people will be well. He doesn't elaborate on it, so it's hard to see. I mean, and in halach he also doesn't say. What I would like to possibly add into the Rambam, and maybe I think there's a good chance I might mean this, is as follows. The Maral says that every person was created with two shlemus in mind. One was a shlemus of with the person between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one between himself, and obviously his own pnimis tikatzuras has certain shlemus, and one the person with other people. So in other words, a person's shlemus is something which is it comes across on many, many areas of I guess what's the right word for it? On all cross sections, on all axes would be possibly a very good a good description of it. In other words, a person has many, many different facets, and if it's a derech yeshara, all of them will be aligned. The person will be able to if he does bein adam lechaveroi in a way that's not b'shleimus or that's not good, then the person is not going to it will leave itself short with bein adam lechaveroi and vice versa. If we tilt or exaggerate in any one direction or the other, it might be, so you might be yoitza yidei chayvascha with whatever it is that you're doing, but in bein adam l'shamayim, but you're not going to be yoitza yidei chayvascha with other people. So other people think it's strange, they're going to think it's weird. In other words, all the different mahalchim, when they're balanced and they're right, they are going to be balanced itself across all sides. If it's off in any one way, then something is not going to work right, and it will reflect itself in other areas. So when a person does a derech that's tif eres loy min ha'adam and tif eres loy and tif eres ha'isel, then you know that the person did something which was correct, which was right. If you don't do that, then you're not going to have one of the areas something's going to go wrong. You're going to be strange, you won't be work well with people, you won't be doing the halacha correctly, and so on. I think that's merumas in what he says here. So it says, the second half of the Mishnah says, So the mitzvah over here is that's kind of strange. We just got through saying how zemes kalik hamura, so there is kindness chamos. What does he mean? Shatei demas chamos shel mitzvahs. So he says, "Acharkach omer shroy lezo b'mitzvah sheichoshe bo sheikalok in simchas aregel ulemidas lashon kodesh." So I guess learning Hebrew is a mitzvah. Of a mitzvah sheisbaruch hu masa, k'moy mila tzitzah shchitas pesach. So he's picking mitzvahs essays, which three of them that are chayev karis, and two or many which we don't have anything. It just says you're supposed to do it. No other description. Ubiya zeinik meshasape vezeshat toira kula mimenu mitzvah essay mitzvahs loisase. All of Torah is mitzvahs loisase. Mitzvahs loisase, the pasuk tells you what the punishment is, except for a few of them. Some of them are misa, some are karis, misa shemai malchus. V'yadanu min anoshim mitzvahs loisase kulon mamen isur chamamem lematim izeh. And we know all the different madrigas. Eskilos, Reifa, Herek, Chene, Karis, Misei Shemaim, Chayvi Malkis, Lav She Lurkin Olav, Ume Eilo Madrigas, Noida Gorlachat Vekotno. So in Averis, we certainly can figure which is worse. And the halacha is like that. In halacha, we say, Minakal Lakal. You know, you have a hierarchy for being Oiva if you have to. Aval mitzvahs esse l'nizbayas chakachs men ma'o etzel Hashem. A mitzvahs esse, we don't have it, for the vast majority. At shenei d'ma men yoyseh choshem en l'mata mizeh. Al atzivo las is ma'i seploini aploini, v'lo yivod aschar ezem shtem yoyseh gatz Hashem. V'lo fika choy l'shtad al kula. So, since in the world of mitzvahs essays, we don't have any type of rating system except for the three that have chorus, so a person needs to do whatever he's doing. He cannot pick and choose. So the marshal or the figures of his iko amru oisibi mitzvah potam mitzvah. If a person is doing one mitzvah, he doesn't leave it to do another one, even if it sounds better for him. We believe akasha ben a mitzvah shoisib asiyasa v'chesha tachmemenu. For believe akasha means without comparison between the two. So what he's saying is that you're not supposed to pick one essay over another essay by saying this is more important than that. So now So over there it's more because A, or is it Takanas Chachamim? And the question was, like, if it's a Megillah, Chachamim landed Megillah on top of everything else, how far did they want you to go with Megillah? I mean, person can say this is their derisis, but now the problem is, okay, so what do you mean Kalan Chamura? How do you say Kalan Chamura? So that offers interesting terrors. V'chaka Chama, V'avish Rizbash Shechiv of Mitzvah al Mitzvah, Yesham derech hakasha. There is a way to be makish. V'zeh shekol mitzvah se'ase shetimtza shechiv ba'aver lechiv gadol. If we hear that there's a type from being oiva, what does the Torah say about it? L'mashal teida shebekiyum agakim schar gadol. Mashal zeh shadmila v'kabim pesach u'shvisa b'shviv asiyas makir kolel mitzvah se'ase. Avl chiv asheyase malacha b'shav b'skila. Vashivat la mila akarb memar de karis. Vashesin bebeisi lav, vorm lo sasim domim. Umize teda de schar svishav shabbos god moid, yes me schar milo. Schar milo god lo itza shem ischar siyas maiker. Vezeu inyan omer abechashev hafsid mitzkan eschara. Vomoid, shetucha lasis lilmoid al schar veka shloita ser, hoil vezeu gamkin loitas hisbaya. Vetucha lilmoid me onsha. Ki achet es einish mi yasei she yasei chamu yeschar nach od lefi yasei yachtem chamu, like says in Kedushin kol ayoyshev kol ayoyshev veloy av avera ve noitz eschar kaisa mitzvah kabinu usha. So he says over here that we have a possibility of of being able to rate which mitzvah is more chashuv and less chashuv by having by seeing from the flip side of what it is and so on. So it's a little bit schwer over here in the Rambam. It's not so clear because what does he mean? So what is the answer to that? We do have a way of figuring it out from the flip side of it. So why shouldn't I? He says, "V'zeh inyan omer v'mechashav mitzvah k'neged tzchara." So the Mishnah seems to be saying that this is an appropriate thing to do, whereas in the flow of things, the Rambam seems to be indicating why it's not a reason to be able to weigh one against the other. So I think what he means to the way it learns Pshat is like this. So Kalan Chamura, he says, is mitzvah's essays that on the one hand don't know mitzvah's essay that we don't know its schar versus mitzvah shevar chumrasak mila v'tzitzis chizas pesach. So the marshal tzitzis, there's no chorus over here, but the Torah makes a big to do about it. So I think what he means to say is a seder advarim of einshim lemashal. We do have a clear tchia. We have minakal lakal and so on. Those things are clearly doicha, because once the Torah gave it a shem, this is a chayev malchus. This is a chayev misa. It has a tag that I'm allowed to use. That's how the Torah is magdirit. In the mitzvahs essays, I use my sense of things to be koveya, this is chashev, this is more chashev, and so on. That doesn't work. So I'm Mishaya, what he means is that when you're using your own personal sense of evaluation, that's not going to work. But it's fair. The Rambam here is not clear 100%. And then he says the hemshech v'chashev zizkenevschara. He says and tzchametzkenev seder. What he means to say is, if a person wants to give himself musa in how much how good it is to do something like this or like that or the other thing, the person needs to ask himself, what is it that he is, what is it that he's losing if he doesn't do it, or what is it that what terrible things happen if he does do it, and that itself will be helpful in giving indication of how chashev it is and so on. That's the piece. It's almost the Mishnah is telling you a different piece of it. The Mishnah is telling you, how can I give myself musa to do things that Torah doesn't say what the punishment will be? Learn it from the flip side. I guess then the next Pirush Mishnah is going on the final piece of the Mishnah. It says v'chol masecha b'sefer nechtam dam al amal mukha masecha sefer nechtam uloshen hatera b'yoyis hamaisim musagatis ala kemoyshe yeda ze omar misifra ashekasafto misifri. So he's explaining over here what exactly does it mean that everything is written as sefer, ayin ro'ah, and so on and so forth. So he says that it's anything that is musav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says v'lachet ha'beitzah ma'isim v'sogin atzi yisala k'moy she'yeda zeh oma misifra ha'shakasafta misifri. So that means the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, when we say that it's written in a sefer, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Teufis the Maisa, the way we're Teufis the Maisa. Normally a person doesn't think much of, you know, what the other person sees about my Maisa is just the outside. So if somebody sees me doing X, Y, or Z, so our typical, what's the right word for it? Our typical response is, you don't know, you don't understand, you don't know what I mean, you don't know what I want, you don't know what kind of pressure I had. Those are the type of things where the person who's beholding it doesn't really understand it the way I understand it. He seems to be saying over here that the person is understanding it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes your ma'isim the way you understand it, and that's how it's nitfaz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dehares the ma'isa exactly the way you dehared it. So you're not hiding anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only the chitzoni shavay, which is obvious, but I think even mitzad the pnimius and teich, I think that's what he means over here. I don't know. It's a little bit on the short side. Okay, let's take a look at the next one. It says, Rebbe Gamliel Benoi Benoi Shal Rebbe Yehuda Nasi Eime Yafet Ham Terem Dech Eretz Shigia Shem Ashkechas Oven V'chol Teh Shirim Malach Asefe B'teil Geras Oven V'chol Amel Matzibi Yamel Mashem Shemayim Sheschus Avoisem Esayosem Sitkos Meres Laad V'ate Malah Nilechem Schar Kilo Asisa. So the first part, he's not Meir Chobi, and he says, Darchatz means working for a living, and he explains it in the other, and we'll get to it yet. But the next piece is very interesting. It says, what does it mean, Va'atem Malan Elechem Schar? What exactly are we referring to here? So he says like this, Ve'oma Malan Elechem Schar, Hu Dvar Hashem Lo'oysom Hashamel Matzibo. So he says an incredible point over here, that if a person is being oisik l'shem shemayim, for and it's something that does not allow him to therefore do all the mitzvahs, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to he's going to consider it as if he did the mitzvahs. Malan Elechem. So the logic over here, I think, so what's the logic behind it? Yes, I understand that people who are derech al-oizik matzibur, a lot of times they can't do it. I would call it, what's the right word for it? I would call it oinos rachmona patrei. Okay, you know, you have a good excuse. It's like when you have a choice of two essays to do, there's some sort of mahalach of what to, what's derech what, and you have no choice, and that's that. I think it's a much deeper point. I think there's a certain mahalach where the klal as such, klal Yisrael as a klal, has done the mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael as a klal accomplishes something, and the person, every klal is sort of shakel kedeged everything. It's all part of one big. It becomes. Klal Yisrael, like it says, the Klal Yisrael is deva meis. Tzibur is not meis. A tzibur always stays good. A person who enables a tzibur is mitzarev to that. The person who's enabling the tzibur, his nene from that mile of Klal Yisrael always being permanently good. So, in one-on-one, let's say I help somebody do something, a yachid, I work with a yachid, I did a chesed. So I did a chesed and I didn't do the mitzvah. So I can, maybe I'm excused because my isik mitzvah part of the mitzvah. But at the end of the day, you know, we have a lot like that by mesim, by, you know, if you isik mitzvah of kvur the mesim, you part of other mitzvahs. So it's not mala and lechem because I was isik mitzvah as part of the mitzvah. I'm part of. I don't get punished for bittul essay, but I can't say it's as if I was mekayim it. With a tzibur, it's a very different knach. A tzibur means that a tzibur has in itself all the inyanim of the mitzvahs mekuyim. The tzibur of Klal Yisrael is considered as always having done what's right. And when I'm mitzarev to the tzibur, then I am not. If I'm doing for the tzibur, then I'm considered never to be short. I'm always have the mila that the mitzvah gives over a person. We're not talking here about the schar so much in Olam Haba, we're talking about the milas that a person has from it. So a tzibur is koil everything in it, and a person who is the ish of a tzibur has himself all the milas. I think that's a good approximation of what he means over here. Let's see one more piece. Rav Elazar Omer, Havishakid Lilmoid Mashas Lapikiris. Person should should study things needed to answer Lapikiris. V'dalet emiata amul umiyu bal malachtecha. Ama lemad dvarim shetashim lapikarsim mina umas. Person should learn things that he can answer Lapikarsim. V'svakeich imohem v'tanu lemiachshelcha. And argue with them and answer them if they ask you questions. The Amru Chazal said, the Gemara said, "Hedin leshonah lapikur is goy av Yisrael koshkin apaka rotzaloyma shu yosef zilzul v'ligluk." An apikur is Yisrael is going to, it will get him more upset. Or lefigach ein roy ladin imoy klal lefisha hu lo yitukin ve'en lefur klal kolber leyeshuvun. Now let's just stop a second and talk about this. First of all, I think the Rambam has a point here. There's no inyan to just answer back people for the sake of argument or quote unquote show him that I'm smarter or show him that he's wrong or anything like that. An argument has to have a tachlis, and the tachlis is to set the person on a straight path. If it's not going to help, there's no point in it, and it's wrong. I don't know if it just means because of apikursis, you know, like because of apikursis, or just the fact is there's no point in an empty fikuach when there's no time to it. That's one point. Two. He's mechalik. I mean, the Gemara is mechalik. He just brings the Gemara really between a Yisrael and a goy, and it's fascinating. A goy is the pshat. It's a lack of knowledge. It's an ignorance, and so on. A Yisrael, for him to have broken away, requires a lot of animosity. The person is, for whatever reason, there's going to be a hatred, and if there's a hatred there, they're never open to hearing anything else. There's no argument so strong to persuade someone who's upset. So if somebody is unlettered, he doesn't know, he's ignorant, so fine. So if I tell him Dvarim Shel Tam, there's a chance that he's going to want to listen. If somebody is enraged, angry, upset, he's not holding by listening. And therefore it there's no point in doing it because you're just going to force him to have more negativity. So you're sitting and you're learning the deis of the apikarsim. Be careful not to be influenced. Bida ki ashatavert the fun of yedatz from a secha. Akadosh Baruch Hu understands your pnimius. That's his dal pnimiyat amol. Vu amroi v'dal pnimiyat amol. Now, it's not clear what is the reason why a person should be mitzvakeach with a goy. So he says, why would Yisrael not? I get that, I understand that. But what's the reason why a person should bother to be mitvakeach with a goy? Is it mechuyev to convince goyim to be tzaddikim? Not aware of such a chiyev? So what's the point of it? No, it's not clear. And he says, Yisrael, he says, it's not going to help, and he's going to be moisiv zilzon ligluk. Let's assume the guy will be more nichal and listen to him. So what's the Indian over here? I don't know. It's something that is not clear to me. And the second part where he says, while you're learning the dais of the ummas, you need to be careful that you don't become mushra from it. So it falls under the category of in other words, it's not an isser, because a person is allowed to and maybe obligated to learn things to know what to answer back and reply, but a person needs to understand that it's very possible for him to be mushba, and if it's possible for him to be mushba, that's not a, you know, even though he's doing it beheter and he's doing it for good reasons, there's nothing to do with not being mushba. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions? Right. Yes, the chur, that would be correct. And that's why today we're Isaac with quote unquote Bali Tshuva. Because, and it's also a fear inyan. Chazal are telling us a general rule. If you feel that you could be mashpil lemutav, like, you know, Baruch Hashem, there are people that are mashpil lemutav on even Yisrael that were pakru. So fine, you know, hey. But the main point they're telling us is the norm, the path of the course is that they're going to come very upset. Okay. Good night. Yeah, sure.